So, here is the dumbest thing I ever did on stage. Rewind the tape to several shows before that, the one in Brisbane, or Livid, wherever the exact location that show is. We are now, this is about 8 months before, we are in Santos, Brazil. First time we had ever played Brazil. And I am so excited to be there. I've never been to South America. I'm amazed that we're finally getting to play in Brazil. And we're playing an outdoor festival, free admission. They're expecting 30 to 50,000 people. The opening bands are local Brazilian bands. So we're very excited to see like some Brazilian percussion stuff happen. Then it's going to be us. And then after that, Evan Dando and the Lemonheads will be playing. Which is a kind of a weird yin-yang there. You know? But Evan's cool. He's a good friend of the band. And, you know, we dig him. So it's going to be cool to see Evan. You know, and the headline band, the one that you've been waiting for, the one you crawled out of the jungle to see, Mr. Big. Go figure that, right? And so we're on the bill with all these bands. I don't care. I'm there to play in Brazil. I think it's all cool. And I realize that my purpose in life on this night is to be Godzilla and to eclipse every band that's going to be on stage and have 50,000 people walk away going like, Mr. Who? Evan Who? Rollins Band. So I'm getting into super hype, psycho WrestleMania mode backstage. Like, this is the big one in the jungle. Santos are going down. You know, it's the rumble in the jungle. Be there. And, you know, the road manager comes in. All right, yeah, puffs, let's go. Like, ah, ah. And the rest of the band's like, get out of his way. He might sweat on you or something. I'm already sweating. You know, it's Brazil. It's like just so, you know, damp and moist. And I'm just already sweating. And I'm so hyped. My blood is pumping, man. I want to just, I'm the tiger let out of the fucking cage, man. I'm going to fucking rock this place. So we come on stage. I'm like, fucking amen. South America. Like the stars and the moon are out. The beach is there. Everyone's there. The lights shine down on us. I'm like into this, man. Having a great time. Haven't even done anything yet. I'm already having a great time. So cool. The band comes slamming down on the first, like, notes of the song. Huge, mega rock riff. I'm like, so intense, man. I come up to the front of the stage. My head goes down. My knee comes up. Bam! Knock myself out in front of the audience. Thank you. Yeah. Hit the deck. You know, and it's not like I was out for like 2 minutes. I was like, you know, you're out, like kind of, you know, doing the funky chicken, eyelids fluttering. And I open my eyes, and I know I'm on the ground. That's all I know. And I get up. And some of you have been hit in the head. You know how it takes you half a minute to figure out anything. I mean, it's really confusing getting popped in the head. You're like, I mean, you don't know how to talk. You don't know where you are. It's really like the little birds going around your head in the cartoon. Yeah, just like that. So I get up, and all I know is someone is beating me up. And so I have to protect myself. So I'm like, okay, don't hurt me anymore. You win, you win. Whatever I'm sorry. Whatever I did, I'm sorry. Because someone just hit me with a baseball bat or something. And so I'm like, fuck, I don't, but I'm sorry. What do I do? What do I do? Where is he? Where is he? I turn around. There's these three guys behind me. Guy holding a guitar, drums, and a guy holding a bass. And they're playing, and music seems to be emanating from not exactly the amps, but just in the air. It's like, I'm like, God, these guys can't even play. Like, God, they look so familiar. And I see them, they're all like, are you okay? K. I'm like, and I look around, there's all these people, thousands of them, going like, fuck. You know, I must look really intense. And I'm like, what? Who are these people? What are you staring at? I go, God, this is like a gig or something. It's like I'm at a gig and someone's beating me up. And this is all like happening within seconds, you know. I'm slowing it down here so I can describe it. This is happening very rapidly. I'm like, okay, this is like a gig. This is a microphone. I am at a gig. I'm in a band? I am in a band. These are the guys in the band. This is like an audience. It is an audience. Okay, I'm on stage. We're at a gig. Someone's beating me up. Where is he? Where are we? Oh, yeah, it's the gig in Brazil. We're in Brazil, a guy's beating me up on stage. Okay, then I become aware that my knee hurts. I'm like, oh, ow, ow. I just kicked my own ass. I put my hand up to my eyebrow to feel this thing, and my finger goes into my eyebrow. I touch my skull. And you know, that's kind of gross, right? But when you're like, I was like, that's so cool. God, feel that. I want to go east. The guy's like, check me out, man. Touch my skull. Would you touch my skull, please? So you can touch the big guy's skull. Go ahead. And I look down at my hand. Blood. I look down at my chest. I'm just bleeding. I look down at the ground. There's like drops of blood. I got the most amazing buzz off this. Now, just to give you a little glimpse into the infantile Nietzschean Darwinian mindset that I entertain 24/7, I figure, guy on stage, amazing, powerful, testosterone, muscular music pumping off the PA into the crowd, big lights on the singer guy wearing only a pair of shorts. Got some muscle, got a lot of sweat going on. Big thick neck, all these veins going boom, 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 boom. Big vein coming down the middle of his forehead, sweat flying off him, face full of blood. I figure every woman in there is going to be going, oh, I want the scene of the animal man. Oh, they're going to feel the maternal clock just going, poof, 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 poof. Take me now. Well, that's the bullshit world I live in. I figure natural selection. They want the guy who's going to get them through the jungle nights. Do you want this sensitive poet guy? Fuck no, you want the animal man. Animal man with 900 million dB throbbing through the amps, you know, with bleeding like some warrior god. That's what I thought I was up there. When actually I'm, you know, just like some underweight guy with tattoos that are now fading with age, running together with like a face full of blood, bumming everyone out. I expected to look out in the crowd and see women crawling over men to get to me. Beautiful Brazilian women discarding clothes as they went to cut down on time between the fertility rite that we're going to have as soon as they get on stage. I didn't meet a single woman in Brazil in 3 days, except the woman who tore my ticket and put me back on the plane to Los Angeles. I'm like, hi, how are you? Thank you. I got on the plane, you know, and that's it. People were walking away. They're like looking at me going, oh, gross. People are giving me that sour milk face like, oh, God, it's disgusting. And so, I get back into the song like a verse and a half in. I get back in on the chorus and actually finish the song. And the crowd's like, yeah, now what happens? First song, you come out and you knock yourself out and you bleed, staggering around the stage looking all confused. Now what are you going to do? And the guys in the band are like, are you okay? I'm like, I better be. I didn't fly like 10 hours to come down here and like go, oh, my head hurts, I'm going home. Because nothing can go wrong up here. You got a head busted open that needs like 12 or 13 stitches. What are you going to do, go home? No, you finish the show. 55 more minutes to go. We pound through that set like there's no tomorrow. I bled the entire time. Just because it's a head wound. The blood keeps coming up to your head. I left blood everywhere. I turn around like that. The drummer's like, fuck you. Blood like all over him. You know, like the blood. Drum kit had little flecks of blood. Blood drops all over the ground. I was in seventh heaven. I wish every gig was like that. So anyway, did the show, thanks, good night, and everyone's like, yeah, get out of here, blood boy, don't need it. Evan comes out, crowd goes.